Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
And we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mittank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1995, a talk show went too far. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1995 introduced us to Windows 95, Toy Story, and the Oklahoma City bombing. However, a talk show that sparked a murder made 1995 a strange year. The Jenny Jones Show, March 1995.
And Scott, now Donna has been helping Scott pursue his secret crush on John.
Jenny Jones was one of many daytime talk show hosts in the 90s that had viewers tuning in to watch ordinary people reveal their deepest, darkest secrets.
On the March 6, 1995 taping of the Jenny Jones Show episode titled Same Sex Secret Crushes, Scott Amador, 32, admitted to being a secret admirer of acquaintance Jonathan Schmitz, 24, and they both lived near each other in Lake Orion, Michigan. Schmitz had no idea who his secret admirer was. The show claimed they didn't say whether it was a man or a woman, but Schmitz said if it was a man, he wouldn't want to do the show. He then claimed that they said, "We've talked to her. Everything is going to be fine." Schmitz had a history of mental illness, a history of substance abuse, and he was engaged to a woman, but then had recently separated. On March 9th, 3 days after the taping, Scott Amador left a note that was, quote, suggestive at Schmitz's house. Upon reading the note, Schmitz withdrew money from the bank, bought a shotgun, went to Scott Amador's mobile home. He then asked Scott Amador about the note. Schmitz went back to his car, retrieved the recently purchased shotgun, and shot Scott Amador twice in the chest. He then called 911 and confessed. The episode shot 3 days previous never aired, but was used in court. According to Schmitz's defense lawyer, Jenny Jones wanted Amador to give Schmitz flowers and then kiss him on camera, and that Jones, quote, kept twisting the knife. Jonathan Schmitz was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 25 to 50 years. Jenny Jones, along with producers, were sued by Scott Amador's family for not doing a background check. Jones testified under oath that the producers told Schmitz that his admirer could be a man, but Schmitz thought that the admirer was a woman. Scott Amador's family won, and the show was ordered to pay $25 million, but that decision was later overturned. It was found that the show's producers were not responsible for what happened to the guest after they were on the show. Jonathan Schmitz was released from prison on parole for good behavior in August 2017 at age 47. I want to thank NBCNews.com for their article, Man Who Killed Gay Admirer, Jenny Jones Show Out of Prison, and for the New York Daily News article, Jenny Jones Killer Who Murdered Best Friend Over Gay Crush to be released from prison. Inside Edition and Ranker.com for the article, The Bizarre Case of the Jenny Jones Murder. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time for another episode of Strange Year. Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
and we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mittank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.